The Consul's File by Paul Thoreau. Read by Ed Bishop. The Consul's File. It was a late recessional, one of the last in Asia. The consulate in that town had been necessary to the American rubber estates. But the rubber trees were being replaced by oil palms, and most of the Americans had left. It was my job to phase out the consulate. In other places, the consular task was, in the State Department phrase, bridge building. In Ayr-Hitam, I was dismantling a bridge. Not a difficult job. We had never been very popular with the Malays. I was unmarried. I had time on my hands. Because I had been told that everything I needed to know was in the files that were kept in the box room of the residence, for a long time I avoided looking through them. I had other ideas, and whether it was the annoyance of being known in that place as just another white man, or the pointless pressure of bureaucracy I served, I felt I need to stake a claim, so I might carry a bit of that town away undistorted. In a different age, I might have taken a Malay mistress. But in my restless mood, excited by what I saw and yet feeling a little like a souvenir hunter, I decided to write. The place, people said, was full of stories. One of the first ones I heard, told to me by a member of the Ayr-Hitam Club, it concerned a planter on whom a Malay woman had placed a bizarre curse. The planter died of hiccups in Aden, and the man who told me the story claimed he had been in an adjoining stateroom. I later read in a volume of Somerset Maugham in the club library. I would write only what I knew to be true, or what I could verify. But the stories were elusive.